Dead, he ascended into heaven, sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Let us keep Our Lady company this first Saturday of November, contemplating one of the Beatitudes in the light of Our Lady, her Immaculate Heart, and today's saint, Charles Borromeo. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Our Blessed Mother is inter omnes meekis, we sing in her hymn. Amongst all is she meek. St. Charles Borromeo is the very example of the beatitude of meekness. Meekness is said to be strength under control, the virtue whereby we regulate anger and impatience, envy and revenge. St. Charles Borromeo was a very hard man when confronting evil, and yet he approached every soul with kindness and was always meek under attack. Consider the meekness of our Savior in the first glorious mystery. Here the apostles had abandoned him. Peter had denied him. They were at this hour cowering behind locked doors. They did not truly believe the words of Mary Magdalene, who had seen our Lord. And yet, when our Lord appears to them Easter Sunday evening, he is full of meekness. Peace be to you, he says to them. There are no words of harsh rebuke or of reproach. Ah, my dear Jesus, what a rebuke to me is the meekness of thy Sacred Heart on the evening of thy resurrection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. In the second glorious mystery, consider how the meek shall possess the land, that is to say, the land of heaven, in triumph with the Lamb of God, like the apostles, the martyrs, and all of the Old Testament patriarchs, after the victory over themselves in this life. Theirs is eternal bliss. Our Lord goes to claim it on Ascension Thursday, surrounded by saints of meekness, Abel and Abraham, the saints of the sacrifice of the Mass. Abraham, who refused to contend with Lot, Abel slain by his brother Cain, Moses, the patriarch, meek above all men, Scripture says, the meekness too of King David, all of these saints accompanying our Lord, but especially Saint Joseph. Contemplate his meekness, which earns him a place near the Savior's heart. Never once did he complain at the will of God, and ever was he prompt to obey. Ask the Sacred Heart to make your heart meek so as to claim a place near him, in imitation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. In the third glorious mystery, consider the beauty of Mary's Immaculate Heart in her meekness. Who better to prepare the apostles to receive the Holy Ghost than this most meek virgin, Mother Mild? Ask Our Lady's intercession to persevere in prayer so that you, like they, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, may bear patiently every evil that befalls you, may be kind and gentle to all men, and reject all desire of revenge, along with every impulse of anger or of impatience. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. It is the intercession of Our Lady. It is the fruit of much prayer, but it is the object of the Beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. In the fourth glorious mystery, let us beg Our Lady to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. The meekness of St. Charles Borromeo was so great that although he was sick himself unto death, he hastened to assist at the deathbed of the governor of Milan, the Duke of Albuquerque, who had been his inveterate critic and enemy during the whole of his reign as archbishop. If St. Charles was so meek as to give of himself so generously, spiritually to assist one of his greatest enemies to make a good death, surely Jesus and Mary, in their very great meekness, will not despise to assist us and to send us a saint to help us to make a good death, too, if we pray for this grace frequently in life. By the meekness of Jesus and Mary, pray for the grace of a good death. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. In the fifth glorious mystery, let us consider Our Lady, crowned Queen of heaven and earth, and contemplate the exercise of the meekness of her reign towards us, her servants and domestics, how meekness exercises itself towards those who are our inferiors. Our Lady is always so meek towards us and towards all sinners, towards enemies and towards opponents. Let us ask three graces of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in the matter of meekness. By her heart, may we have the control of our own heart and our passions. By her heart, may we win the hearts of others and gain influence over them for the sake of the kingdom. By her immaculate heart, may our hearts begin to resemble the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Learn of me, for I am meek, humble of heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Let us pause to commend to the meekness of the Immaculate Heart of Mary three intentions. St. Charles Borromeo is the patron saint of the Sunday catechism classes. He was first to institute them. May he bless our own and bless that work throughout the whole church today. It is so needed. St. Charles Borromeo is the patron saint of seminaries, establishing the first seminary according to the Council of Trent. May he bless our seminary and render its work fruitful for the whole of the Catholic Church. Finally, St. Charles Borromeo is a saint of meekness amongst saints. St. Charles Borromeo was the nephew of the Pope, Pius IV. The future Pope, Pius V, had occasion once publicly to criticize his uncle in the matter of nepotism. So virtuous was Pius V. But he was so humble that when he was elected, St. Charles Borromeo asked him to take the name of his uncle, Pius, to show that there were no hard feelings, even though the former pope had persecuted and sent away the saintly Dominican from Rome. So great was the humility of Pius V that he took the name of his opponent to symbolize a spirit of forgiveness. If so great is the meekness of saints among saints, what must be the meekness of Mary, and what should be the meekness of my soul? Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, hath purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that whilst meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. We fly to thy patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. God, the Father of heaven, God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, God, the Holy Ghost, Holy Trinity, one God, Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin of Virgins, Mother of Christ, Mother of Divine Grace, Mother Most Pure, Mother Most Chaste, Mother Inviolate, Mother Undefiled, Mother Most Amiable, Mother Most Admirable, Mother of Good Counsel, Mother of our Creator, Mother of our Savior, Virgin Most Prudent, Virgin Most Venerable, Virgin Most Renowned, Virgin Most Powerful, Virgin Most Merciful, Virgin Most Faithful, Mirror of Justice, Seat of Wisdom, Cause of our Joy, Spiritual Vessel, Vessel of Honor, Singular Vessel of Devotion, Mystical Rose, Tower of David, Tower of Ivory, House of Gold, Ark of the Covenant, Gate of Heaven, Morning Star, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinners, Comforter of the afflicted, Help of Christians, Queen of Angels, Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Apostles, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of Confessors, Queen of Virgins, Queen of all Saints, Queen conceived without original sin, Queen assumed into heaven, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, Queen of Peace. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Grant us thy servants, we beseech thee, O Lord God, to enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, that through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, we may be delivered from present sorrow and enjoy everlasting happiness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. An act of reparation. O most holy Virgin and our Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of thy immaculate heart, surrounded with the thorns which ungrateful men place therein at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Moved by the ardent desire of loving thee as our mother and of promoting a true devotion to thy immaculate heart, we prostrate ourselves at thy feet to prove the sorrow we feel for the grievances that men cause thee, and to atone by means of our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which men return thy tender love. Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. A word from thee will obtain grace and amendment for us all. Hasten, O Lady, the conversion of sinners, that they may love Jesus and cease to offend our Lord, already so much offended, and will not fall into hell. Turn thine eyes of mercy towards us, that henceforth we may love God with all our hearts while on earth, and enjoy him forever in heaven. Amen. The act of consecration to the Immaculata, composed by Father Maximilian Kolbe. Immaculate Heart of Mary, O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners, and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to thee. A repentant sinner, cast myself at thy feet, humbly imploring thee to take me with all that I am and have wholly to thyself as thy property and possession. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases thee. If it pleases thee, use all that I am and have without reserve, wholly to accomplish what was said of thee. She will crush thy head, and thou alone hast destroyed all heresies in the whole world. Let me be a fit instrument in thy immaculate and merciful hands for introducing and increasing thy glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever thou dost enter, thou obtainest the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through thy hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Make me worthy to praise thee, Holy Virgin. Give me strength against thy enemies. Sorrowful and immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, pray for us.